Mr. Chairman, Brad Holton. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item that we're starting promptly at 28 minutes after. Best intents. So with that, if you would come forward, this is a meeting with Facilities Director to discuss general issues, set policies, and give direction. And my apologies, but you gotta take care of the squeakiest wheel first, so. That's when you say, thank the Lord, I'm not the squeaky wheel today. There you go. All right. What do we have?
Mr. Chair, I'll kick this off. The first item we're gonna talk about facilities is the technology and trimout of the new sheriff's admin building. The audiovisual and the technology of this building, it's an 83,000 square foot building, and with all the technology in there, with dispatch, emergency operations center, all the technology there in the building is pretty high tech. It's needed for the valley, for a regional EOC. But going through the budget process, the audiovisual portion of this wasn't really budgeted for. So we've really been putting our heads to the grindstone with all of this to figure out funding, what we need, and basically don't go over crazy on the technology side of things. And working with Chief Hart and Facilities, and actually there's a lot of people involved in this, we came up with a proposal to come up with four different pots of money to pay for the audiovisual and the technology. And that's where we have the forfeiture funds. And if you look at quotes, because Forte is the vendor, will be doing this work. They're a subcontractor under Oakland, and I'll be working that way. We want to have a meeting with the board to kind of give a true cost analysis and where this money is coming from. If you look, you actually have five quotes in front of you. And Chief Hart will go through these. But the first one is using forfeiture funding through the sheriff's office for the classroom learning center. That's the first quote. That's on the second floor of the building. And the overall concept is there's two meeting rooms with a divider. So you can have two meeting rooms or one big learning center with all the controls and AV associated. We have Emergency Operations Center FY23, FY24, which is grant funding. That's 100% grant. Again, Sheriff's Office will go through that in a second. The fourth quote is the contingency funding. This is the Canyon County portion that we're gonna be talking about for your consideration, if we can use contingency from the project itself to fund that portion. And that covers everything on all three floors outside of the EOC, learning center, dispatch, and whatnot. And then the last quote you have is for the 911 dispatch center. And that is gonna get paid by 911 funds. So working really closely with Forte, they've been really wonderful to work with to split all these costs out to make sure we're transparent and where the money and the funds are gonna come from. So with that, I'll kick that to Chief Hart. If you wanna go through each one.
Sure, thank you. Chairman, Commissioners, I guess I'll begin with an apology. When we started this project, we were working with a former IT director who indicated that IT would manage part of this, and unfortunately, that we got a little sidetracked with that individual's leaving the county and also on me completely underestimating the complexity of some of this. I believe we have a good plan in place and have a lot of funding sources to contribute towards this solution, but the responsibility for the oversight lies with me, and so I'll start with an apology. We have through our participation in federal task forces received, and I'll provide these sheets to the board if you want to pass those out. We received $79,017 in federal asset forfeiture funds. With those funds, they're restricted use funds, meaning that we have to utilize them for authorized and approved purposes. So one of the great things about this new building, and I'm looking at the federal asset forfeiture sheet here, We have 7 interview rooms in the new building. We have an interview room in the lobby. We have 3 formal interview rooms on the 3rd floor. We have a soft interview room for children and victims on the 3rd floor. And then we have an interview room and a polygraph suite in our personnel. So that's a total of 7 interview rooms. We utilize Panasonic for our body cameras and our in-car cameras and all of that software in conjunction with IT. We now have a really workable system for all of that audio, video material. And so we're going with Panasonic to outfit with cameras, microphones, the software for all of the interview rooms. That costs approximately $55,000. That's funded completely through asset forfeiture funds, so that costs the county no money. We have the remainder, the leftover, we intend to apply towards the classroom. We've got a gap of about $20,000, where we're short about $20,000 in terms of using federal asset forfeiture funds to completely fund the build out of the classroom. And so you can see there's a contingency request on this sheet. We just tried to make this as easy to understand as possible, but we would expend the entirety of our asset forfeiture funds in the interview rooms and about 50% of the cost of the classrooms. I'm happy to answer any questions on that, if there are any.
Makes sense.
Mr. Chairman, that $20,500, you'll see those in these breakouts. Those are in the contingency quote.
I assumed they were going to end up somewhere in the end of the story. Yes.
The next would be the most expensive piece of this is the emergency operations center. We have used some of the remaining EMPG funds for tables and chairs, printers and other, you know, plotter printers and other things to equip the Emergency Operations Center. We have $60,500 remaining in 2023 SHSP funds, which is 100% grant funds. And then out of the 2024 grant, we would like to use $17,229. That's a very specific figure. The reason we chose that is because there's $117,229 left in the 2024 SHSP grant. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to completely bankrupt the emergency management program, and so our thought was to leave $100,000 balance, which is grant funds that we will have to use for the entire county and the agencies within that county. Those funds are valid until February of 27. So that way we use a little bit of those funds to total, the total grant contribution to the Emergency Operations Center would be $77,740. And the remainder, the contingency would be $98,500. And with that, that's the complete and full equipping of all aspects of the Emergency Operations Center to include a state-of-the-art video wall, screens, all of the controls for all of those implements, as well as the breakout rooms and everything that's in them. The next piece, again, this comes out of a separate funding source. This is the overall build out of the dispatch center. We're paying for that entirely out of 911 funds, but we wanted to show you that the Forte portion is $51,347, and we have a funding source for that out of 911 funds. And so those are the Emergency Operations Center, the classroom, and the dispatch center we're treating as essentially separate projects within the same building and using separate funding sources for each of those 3 projects. And then the remainder is just the rest of the building. And I'll pass that back to Director Rast for that last. last piece.
So, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, yeah, this is kind of the catch-all for the rest of the building. What this includes are all the displays in the conference rooms, the signage for the room scheduling in the hallways. It includes all the AV, and so the HDMI and all the pathways are already called out in the project, and there's a change order for the facilities put in. So all the cabling to all this location will be there.
Will be there.
This is pretty much hardware and labor to install. Forte did feel comfortable that facilities can mount all the equipment throughout the building, with the exception of those critical areas of EOC, 911, and dispatch, because of it's a warranty thing. Mm. It's critical. They want to make sure if they're doing the whole thing, then they can warrant it appropriately.
Okay.
But it's, like I said, we have chiseled this. This has been months of work of just figuring out how we can do this in different pots and come in late in the game. It's been kind of a fun project, I'll admit. And I do appreciate the apology on Chief Hart, but the onus really is IT on this one. IT should have got ahead of this one, really should have stepped up and say, hey, this is being missed. But the previous director said they had it, and they did not. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
And one last thing I will say, I understand there's been a discussion of some portion of contingency funds being paid to the builder, depending on what's left over. If we go this route, I would anticipate that the sheriff's office would have probably $75,000. That's my best guess that would be given back at the end of the, because the board authorized a budget for us to outfit the sheriff's office. A piece of that was audio, video, and so there's money there that we don't anticipate using, and within this plan, we felt like this was a better way to approach that, and so there is some savings that I think will come back to the county from the sheriff's office at the conclusion of this fiscal year.
So I want to acknowledge an apology, and I think we might owe you a small one because we're the board who chose to hire the individual, and it became sudden to our awareness that that individual is not performing up to the standards that we expected of that individual. And so there's a little bit of responsibility to share amongst us all. So thank you for offering that. Thanks for clarifying this. In a project so large, this really does bring clarity, and thank you for dividing this out into these different pots of money. Does the clerk or the comptroller have any comments?
Commissioner or Chairman, Commissioners, we've also been, you know, working with them as well to try to better understand this. I mean, judging by looking at some things, there just may be some budget amendments for those few programs that are going to be impacted just to, at the end, once we figure that out, to have the expending capacity for that. But other than that, I think, like you said, in one of the discussions that we had with them, the money, like you said, their grant funding is available, and you know, they're making sure that it complies with those requirements as well. So I believe that the way everything's moving, it appears that it's all right. And then also echoing Chief Hart's comments about the contingency funding and kind of giving that back, and so being able to use that, like you said, and he has that budgeted as well, so that money can kind of, you know, it's kind of just taking the place of that. So that should be okay.
Okay. Mr. Chairman,
yes.
What's the total bill?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Brooks, it's ironic if you started this project. I said this is probably between $300,000 and $400,000. It's sitting right at $350,000. So the cost, if you add all these together, it's about $350,000.
Well, funny you mention that. I did add them all together. So I'm kind of curious, like, are the five papers that you handed me supposed to equal the three that the sheriff's office provided?
No.
Okay.
No. Those three are the other pockets of money used outside of county contingency for the project. So all of them together is $350,000. $199,000 of that would potentially come out of the contingency if the board is good with that. The remaining comes out of those three pots.
You
Does that make sense?
I understood what you said. I'm within $28,000, so it's maybe I'm not understanding actually how it's working, but that's all right.
What are you coming up with your math? Because I just barely received these and printed them off.
That's all right. And that's partly why I was just looking for. I'm at 325 and some change, so I'm in the ballpark.
That makes it feel better.
So I was just curious.
Okay.
Because one of the numbers, like the E911, is the exact amount as the in as the
right.
Pieces.
It's one of the five pages.
Yes.
I agree. So that's why it's important that the controller says, "Bless you." We may have to modify a couple budget lines to make it.
Chairman Commissioner Brooks, I'm just adding up all these documents here. It comes out to a little bit over $353K. The Forte docs, but yeah, you have the sheriff ones and. I believe, yeah, you're probably missing that 199.
No, and then these were the 325, I think.
Oh, those ones, yeah. So the Forte quotes are 353 and change.
So the cost doesn't shock me at all for the project.
Okay.
Chairman, I just want to say that there's been a lot of creative minds in this. I know that Chief Hart was instrumental in helping to break out some of those, and we have Lieutenant Flores here today assisting with the finances. Thank you for that. So I am in favor of moving forward with this project as it's been presented with the funding sources, recognizing that with Director Britton here, thank you for holding the line on the cost. Some of that contingency will come in handy. This is a good use of that. We either give it back to the contractor or we use it to outfit the building, and it makes sense to outfit the building. This is going to be a premier project.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I'll kind of just let you know kind of where we're sitting right now with contingency funds. Right now, we're sitting at about $930,425, and then about $192,118 in allowances. So it's still sitting both together just a little over $1 million.
Okay.
And that is, that's counting some of the things that I've already come forward with you, that some changes that we've done over there, just some modifications on some millwork and some carpeting. That's already being out of that.
Nice.
Okay.
Good job.
And you're comfortable with your staff mounting this many devices on the wall? And okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Chief. I'm going to share what's really cool about this technology equipment working with Forte is the mounts come mm-hmm. with the displays, and the displays have a 7-year replacement. These are a commercial grade. They're designed to run 24/7, 365. They're a really cool outfit. They don't come preloaded with all the smart apps, which would be a problem, I think, in a building that size, all the options. So we can actually use them exactly how we want them, and we can manage them from a network perspective. So the equipment is top-notch. In fact, the LED video wall is brand new, state-of-the-art.
Very good.
Can you state what will come out of contingency again? Say 199 or something like that.
I have 199,120 and 22 cents.
Okay.
Chairman, I think overall, as well as we look at what happens with, if we just look at dispatch across the county, it will be a benefit and a savings to have this located in a centralized place. It's very exciting what Canyon County is moving toward. So again, lots of hard work negotiating and partnerships with the cities and leadership. It will be good.
You good? Okay. All right. All right. Are you looking for direction or approval or a head nod? I know we're making this public where we're at.
Just a direction.
All right. I would make a motion then that we approve the direction that's been presented to us, and the current calculations we accept as the best we have at this point in time.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Anything else? Being that there's none?
Mr. Chair, we do have three other topics we want to talk through since we have the director here.
Oh, he's in the hot seat. I thought it was Chief Hart, so that's there you go. Thank you.
Thanks.
And those three topics, Mr. Chair, are the parking lot, the female detention facility update, and then the courthouse signage. Those
okay.
Yeah, I'll start out. So, commissioners, we're looking at doing the parking lot on the corner of Albany and 13th. That is that 13th that we've been working, trying to get the vacate completed. Mm-hmm. I know time is of the essence right now just to try to finalize what was happening with the vacate or not. I want to try to run that parking lot through the contingency side of things too.
Right.
The estimate I got was around a little under 400,000, but that's to do all of it. If we decide not to vacate 13th and we keep it, that will go back to the city of Caldwell. They will have to do the asphalt and everything, fix it back up. We can still use the street parking. It just won't be one continuous parking lot all the way through.
Right.
So I did budget that 400,000 in my budget. If we can use contingency funds, that will just come back to the general fund as well.
Okay.
And again, instead of giving it back to the contractor, I agree we should use as much of it as we can. That's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that GMP is not moving. If anything, it's, you know, we're just getting a lot of that. We're getting some of that back. I do have some other credits that are going to be coming our way. I just haven't got that number, so that contingency amount will increase.
Okay.
There is some power we've been paying for, the temporary power right now. Oakland's going to pay us back for that power.
Mm.
For about 7 months so far.
Wow.
And then some of the stuff that we've went through and made some changes and took out, working with the sheriff's office on some of the like millwork, tile. I do have a bunch of credits coming for tile and that stuff. Just I'm waiting on final numbers. So.
Okay.
really, the biggest thing for me, and I've already, you know, you guys know, is just we need to find a direction for me. Do I look at vacating or do I not? And I have to let my architect know or my engineer, civil engineer, know by next Monday because they will go back to the drawing board and just redesign it without vacating 13th. I know it's putting the pressure on everything. I really need to know what direction to go because the timeline for us to start this project is probably about second week in February. And then Oakland will kind of pull out right after that, probably first week of March, second week of March. A job trader will move. They will probably just take an office in
the building
office and work out of there for now. And then that way we can start the process of doing a parking lot. I don't have to have the parking lot completed by the time the building's done. It's just to use the contingency funds, I have to kind of work it in right at the end of it so I can use the contingency funds. Because at the end of the day, Oakland will still be the one overseeing that project.
Right.
And so, again, I'm just trying to get these timelines that work with the end of the project. I don't want Oakland to be here another month and I have to pay them.
Right.
So that's where my timelines are getting really, you know, really close there.
So, okay.
I'm trying to get a direction from the board. What do you guys want me to do?
I'll give you my opinion. My opinion is that the city of Caldwell is morphing from where they were months back. The months back, they chose to donate to the milk processing plant just north of here, a large section of the road, as I understand it, for no dollars exchanged. And so why they're choosing to cost money to the county for a vacation of a street that literally goes to nowhere because there's not a designated and improved alley between the end of 13th to the west and the road tracks, that's beyond my comprehension. And so my position is that we proceed as though it will be vacated, and I look forward to those discussions with the city.
Mr. Chair, just on that too, I mean, I can run it that way. And then once the contractor submits the plans with City of Caldwell, they sign off on it. They know what's coming, right?
Right.
I mean, so if they approve the plans, you know, I guess if they have feedback before we get to that, then we'll have to address it, but it has to go through, again, City of Caldwell will approve it.
Yeah.
You know, they have to approve the design of it, because I have to put drain swells in, I have to put parking lot lights, there's quite a bit to it.
Yeah, Chairman, I would be in favor of supporting your position and moving ahead as if the vacation was going to take place. It'll benefit everybody to have that as a contiguous parking lot.
And I'm not saying that in a spirit of aggravation or wanting to cause a fight. I think this is commonsensical. I think this is what two public entities need to do. And so I just want to preface that I'm not wanting a wrestling match. Chief?
Mr. Chair, on that one, when City Council approved the vacation, they put the stipulation of the $50,000 in like services on that resolution. Do you want to be pretty clear that you don't want to spend that $50,000 for the vacation?
No, I want to be very clear that if they think they're going to charge me $50,000 for that, we will be incentivized to look at all services rendered to the city and reexamine what the current costs are. So two can play the game. And the City of Caldwell needs the county every bit as much as the county needs the city. And who loses in this? All the taxpayers. So I can't comprehend their rationale, but perhaps with a new administration and a new council member, they might look at it differently than they have in the past.
And Chairman, I appreciate your comments. I would say, just to directly answer the question, yes, we don't want to pay.
To be technical, it was in like-kind services, so it wasn't a $50,000 cash payment. So that, just to be clear. Yeah. But
thanks for the clarification. But hopefully, to your point, there, when common sense sometimes isn't so common, reasonable minds will prevail, and this will be in the best interest of the people that we serve.
Yep. I'm looking forward to the new mayor and the new city council and a new vision for the City of Caldwell.
Perfect. That's a direction I needed.
Okay.
So I will get with the engineer and run it that way.
Yep.
They're pretty much done the way with the vacate, so.
Okay.
We'll just roll with it.
Okay, what's the second item?
I'd like to talk about the female detention center facility, the plans, and let's start out with the plans. Plans, I should have them this week. And so, again, is having a direction, kind of, I know there's some things at play, you know, just kind of having some direction of what direction to keep moving forward in. Again, with the plans in hand, it's ready for permit. Like, I got to decide if that's Caney County or if that's city. Not only that, you know, we're in process with Idaho Power. I am trying to design this facility for 2,000 man. You know, I want to put the infrastructure in place at the beginning that's going to be for the long term. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just piece this together. And so working with Idaho Power, so same thing there. We were going to meet this week. I pushed them off until the 1st of February to maybe have a better understanding of location, because, again, they need to know where, you know, that's a big deal for them too. And that'll take, just for them to design it, sometimes takes 2 or 3 months to get through their process too. So, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts and pieces on that one. So I just want to let you know where we're at with Idaho Power. If we go to Pond Lane, MSA is still going. Braylon is still working on the MSA heavily. I talked to him last week. Said move forward until we hear for sure. Don't, you know, we need to have a direction which we're doing for that agreement. And then the last one is the PAM building status will be arriving March 9th. So once that building arrives, right, I mean, hopefully we have a location. The biggest thing with that is we're going to have to find a location that is secure. So if it means we're going to put it somewhere just for temporary, just in case, we could look at that. But it might be a cost on the county to go in and do some pit run and to do some areas, a staging area, and maybe. It's tough because if we're going to go to one location and the contractor knows, they will take care of that cost, and they will take care of the temporary fencing. If we're not sure and we want to store it, I think that cost is going to be the burden of the county. So we'll have to figure out that cost for some material, fencing. Again, I'm concerned with some areas. We don't have very good lighting. You know, it's just, you know, people are looking to steal stuff all the time. Yep. So we want to make sure it's really secure.
Okay.
But going on that, once it gets here, then if we do decide to go somewhere else, we have to freight it over. That will be an additional cost, too. Right. I just want everybody to know there could be some additional costs associated to the county that I didn't have budgeted for. And, you know, I mean, if I use contingency, I mean, I do have that 400 that was for the parking lot, but still, I think just timing is important, too, because we're just got to figure out what direction. So hopefully we know and we could mark or
so. So I'm going to make a statement for the public if they're confused and concerned. The county owns and is in control of County Lane, of the Pond Lane site, has been for close to two decades. It is not imperative to us to move to a different site. It's become to our awareness that it might be imperative to the city of Caldwell. So let me make this explicitly clear. If nothing changes, we're building on Pond Lane. If the city wants to preempt us with a reasonable offer for a different location within a timing range, we might be interested in doing that. But it is not us, the county, pursuing an alternate site. Just to be clear, is there any vagueness in that?
No, Chairman. And can I make a comment to follow that up? So the board attended a Chamber of Commerce presentation last week. So Travis Palmer just invited us. I had no idea what we were going to look at, but we did look at long-range plans through 2050. I had a subsequent meeting, and as a person that participated in that initial development of Caldwell, he also, this developer, supports having some separation and having, I guess, just a working partnership. That's what I would say, that it benefits from his perspective for Caldwell's long-range plans to get that figured out. So I would encourage everybody that is sitting around the table to, again, it benefits everyone. I think people can negotiate effectively and agree to disagree on some points that might not be critical to the project, but to move that forward, I think, to your point, that was a comment that was brought out, that it's not the county that is looking to move. It is the city that has a vested interest in occupying that property at Pond Lane. But it has, as you've indicated, been almost 20 years that it's been sitting there, and we need a detention facility. I think the public, by and large, supports that.
So, Mr. Chair, I guess for me is, and I mean, it's maybe tough to do, but it's like, is there a timeline that, you know, maybe the board could give me and say, hey, if we don't hear anything by this, we're going, for sure. Because I got a contractor that's like, hey, what's going on too? And right now we got a little plate because the contractor really wants to push this out just for budget reasons, what we have budgeted. So even if I started mid-April we would be better, little April 1st, we'd be better off instead of the 1st of March for just budget reasons. I know it's tough, and it puts you in, if you don't have an answer, I'm just like, for me to know, like, hey, I will for sure have a direction for you by this time. I know it's kind of hard to do that, but.
Mr.
Go ahead.
It's not a very good answer, but I would request that you drag your feet on whatever you can at the moment to allow Caldwell the time to put into place what could potentially turn out to be a county-altering deal.
Sure. I completely understand. I think it's like when I get ready for plans, I mean, we can sit on them for a month before we submit, but again, it's, that puts everything, you know, it's like, or the problem is if I don't submit, then it just puts us even that much further behind a little bit. So I'm just, this is a little tricky situation here.
A little bit tricky. I'm willing to stick my finger, my toe in the water and say, I'm comfortable today with what I know today to look at a April 1st deadline. And so for the public, this might sound confusing, but this has been authorized, this building has been authorized by the board over a 2-year budgetary item. The form that the building is and the contents that are inside are, the building is warehouse in nature, very simplistic to build. The interior, the major complicated piece in the interior is prefabricated and installed by the fabricator. This is not complicated to build, and we're concerned because of the simplicity that it could be easily built out within this budget year, and we don't have the budget to expend all of the cost of the building. So this is why we're carefully entertaining delaying the start, because we don't want to expend more than our money budgeted because of the simplicity of the building. Normal jails take multi-years to build, and this is not that facility. This is way, way, way more simplistic to a simple.
So, Mr. Chair, can I ask, so that April deadline, is that the time we want to break ground or to submit for plans? Because pending where we go, just passed, if you know, I've had stuff go to the city and it takes 2 months to get pushed through. I haven't had really anything of this that size through the county, so again, I can't give you know how quick that would be. We just got to make sure all these timelines go. I just need to know if that's the break ground, because then it gives me an idea, okay, if I could submit plans by March 1st, maybe I can talk to somebody and try to streamline it a little bit.
Yeah, and Chairman, can I ask a question? And maybe it's the captain obvious, but Rick, what kind of feedback are you getting from our contractor on the, I mean, is he okay with that? Have you discussed that with him?
So April 1st would be better for them, and because they've already, like, did their looked at their scope and mm-hmm. kind of the pay up, and they're like, hey, if we start in April, we'd be better off because we have a certain amount allocated.
Okay.
And so that he goes, if we start in March, we'll exceed that amount we have.
Gotcha.
Even though it's on a GMP, you guys are going to sign off the guaranteed maximum price, right? So it's lump sum. We have a lump sum that we have available for this project. It was 7.5 that was in this budget. If we start earlier, they'll exceed that number.
Right.
So starting later, it doesn't hurt us.
And what?
It's just, my biggest thing right now is just for, like, I just don't know timelines for how long I can get stuff submitted through.
Right.
So I'm like, if I could submit for some March for some plans, then I can get everybody on the same page, let everybody, contractor, architect, everybody know, hey, we're not going to submit until this date.
So for the sake of argument, for today, this is a moving target. April 1st for break of ground. And the availability and the efficiency of the contractor is absolutely one of the decisionary points. And so this morning sitting here, I don't know that with clarity. And that may need to be fleshed out. And I'm willing to move that time because I want to give them the most able opportunity to build this efficiently and at the least cost. And if April 1st is pushing them, then I'm more than willing to negotiate a little bit later date.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think we're in a little unique situation again overall, but I think for submitting blueprints, if it wasn't for two different county, city, there wasn't two different ones,
if it was just one or the other, I wouldn't be concerned. I'd submit now and it could just wait until we break ground, right?
Right.
That's where we're in a different, this is, that's where I'm getting, it's just tough, so. But I'm going to reach out and to the public works director, just even the city, and say, hey, if I submit, say, is this something, if we go with city, that this can kind of get streamlined, help us out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's a piece of information that would be good to know. But if that doesn't come through correctly with the parts of negotiation, it's non-viable, and we still have to be focused on Pond Lane and building it.
Yeah.
You know, and Mr. Chair, I mean, I think if the building comes in, that is my staging location.
Yeah.
I won't be able, I don't have any more, there's probably 8 to 10 truckloads that'll come in.
Mm.
I mean, and so I will have to stage it somewhere. We don't have a big enough parcel around here to kind of stage it.
Right.
And so again, there will be some costs associated to the county if we do that.
If we have to move it.
If we, well, even to stage it. I mean, even if I stage, I'm going to have to go put some stuff in because
right.
Normally what the contractor would do is they're going to do the pit run and everything
right.
On a side location that's going to get paved and stuff just down the road. So it's going to be a product that will be used for them.
Right.
You know, at the end of the project. So if I have to do it, it's going to be way out of the way of the project so that I know it's out of the way.
So. Okay. All right. And that might be more clarified too, the closer you get. So, okay. Good.
I appreciate it. It's,
all right.
This would be great when we can break ground.
It would be wonderful. Our destiny will be known by the time we break ground.
Yeah.
All right. Signage.
You want me to get on this one? All right. So kind of getting with, we had the picketers the other day kind of out here with the union. So working with the chief and legal, we kind of came up with some verbiage on some signage. The front door signage, so I want to kind of put it around every entry, but I was going to put them on the doors, but I'm not going to put the vinyl on the doors on the side streets because if you're walking down the sidewalk, you're not going to see the signage if you're looking at the door.
Agreed.
Front door, you will. If you're walking up to the front of the building, you're going to see it. So I'm going to do a vinyl on the front glass at the front door. And then we came up with some verbiage for the side streets, which would say there's two signs. Keep off grass is one. And then no loitering or picketing within 85 feet of the courthouse entrances. So that kind of... And what I do is on each side, I do already have some signposts that are out there. I'm going to put it right underneath some existing signs. And so that way I'm not adding more signs. That's in the way of mowing. That's just in the way and looks tacky. I'm going to add it with some other ones if the board agrees. That verbiage is fine. And so.
Grass / landscaping.
What's that? Oh, landscaping?
Because I could stand out under that tree, under that definition and not be covered by the sign.
And Chairman, can I ask?
Within that door, isn't it within an entrance? Is that what you said?
Well, 85 feet of that, but it spans at the whole side of the building. That's why I'm going to put two, because we have two entrances. So if I do that sign out, I think that accounts for the whole sidewalk.
There, that was my question. How did we come up with 85 feet?
Well, we measured pretty much from the front door to the other side of the street.
Okay.
So it's roughly 85 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get them printed, if you would run up by command staff and run it by legal one more time.
Okay.
If I'm changing the one word, I would want it reviewed.
Sure. I think, yeah, we just want to make sure that we can, if somebody's doing that, we have the right signage to be able to kick them off.
Right.
So, perfect.
All right.
We'll get that change, get it up to legal. I'll send the chief kind of a copy of it and then get over to you guys just for a final review.
Okay. All right. Very good. Sooner the better.
I'm trying.
You're trying. You might have one other thing on your plate, right?
a couple.
Okay. All right.
Just one more thing, just going back to the sheriff's building. We're really probably looking at timelines or getting pushed back a little bit, not because of the changes we did, just overall. So we're probably about the third week of March now, and it might be even closer to the 1st of April.
Okay.
But again, we're paying Oakland through the 1st of April, so we have some leeway there.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
That works to our benefit anyway, Rick, is what we've talked about. So.
All right.
But again, I really do appreciate you guys' time and just talking through some of these issues.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rick.
Anytime. Anything else? Clerk? Controller? Okay.
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.